Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's check how futures are trading. July hard red winter wheat is 692¼, up 8¾. September, 691¾, down 2¾. Soft July wheat, 660¼, up 2½. September, 663¾, down 1¼. July corn, 684, up 5¾. September, 529½, down 2¾. And December at 497, down 5¾. July soybeans, 1590, up 6½. September, 1287, down 10½. And November, 1241¼, down 9½. July soybean meal, 490.50, down 10. September, 390.50, down 5.30. July soybean oil, 47.25, up 3. September, 46.77, up 9. August live cattle, 122.82½, down 12½. August feeders, 151.35, up 40. And July lean hogs, 102.05, up 42½.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo from Global Commodity Analytics in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like a kind of a sleepy Friday. We had some movement on the opening, and this was an old-school opening, no electronic trading overnight. But since, not a lot going on, and I suspect it'll be that way at least until the closing bell.
Yeah, and I think this is where these types of days in between the holiday and the last trading day of the week, you're going to pick up on one major theme maybe in the morning and maybe a major theme in the afternoon. That tends to be the history of these types of days. And I think the jobs report and the ADP report on Wednesday, both being so strong and shooting the U.S. dollar index up to its highest level since July of 10, seeing the Brazilian real spread between those two hit the best level since March of 09, and then seeing the Indian rupee hit an all-time low against the U.S. dollar, I think those are the major drivers here in the currency markets, with the dollar beating down the emerging market currency so severely. Just made new lows in the European wheat markets, Dave, at Paris, down about 1.5% today. That's clearly, in my opinion, leading the Chicago wheat and the Kansas City wheat. Even though the July futures stay strong on cash and basis and are divorced from the futures market for the most part because of the cash and basis, the deferred contracts seem to be picking up a lot of the currency sensitivity today.
So does the dollar then, because of the technical move today, and if we were to see a little follow-through, open the door to something along the lines of 86?
It does, especially with things like Egypt going on, because that puts the dollar in as a safe haven and a safe harbor, especially with the Egyptian government talking about some pretty substantial state of emergency issues that they went ahead and reported this morning down in the Suez Canal area. I think the dollar becomes that safe haven again, and with the bond yields, the 10-year yield testing its long-term resistance just above 2.7%, something we haven't seen since August of 2011. I think here again that will support the dollar if we take that resistance out as well. So you have to open up the upside, I think, to the dollar and the SEP index, and that 86.25 level is a longer-term natural pull of gravitation whenever something like these types of things happen.
Hard red winter wheat, soft wheat, corn, and beans, all showing strength in the July contracts against all others. What's going on today?
Well, I think here again, the cash spreads and the basis continue to support the mindset that you keep buying the old crop and selling the new crop. Now, one thing I will say, and this is something I sent out to clients this morning, is that the European model is starting to project quite a bit of heat next week into the Western Corn Belt. And I just got done doing a crop tour from Atchison, Kansas, up to the Nebraska-Kansas border up near Falls City, Nebraska. That crop is variable enough, and the bean crop especially is small enough, and probably about 20% of the corn crop is small enough. 100-degree, 105-degree heat that the European model is starting to project next week, that would hurt that crop pretty substantially if it hung around more than a few days, in my opinion. And so this is where maybe the second half of the day we see a little bit more weather trade, and if so, that could bring your new crop futures up and maybe cause some spread unwinding of those bull spreads.
And the other feature, I suppose, is that brokers and other people who take part in these surveys are sending their numbers in, because we do have WASDE next week.
Yeah, and I think we didn't really trade the Informa number much on Wednesday, and so I think you're going to continue on a path of least resistance in the new crop futures until we look at the weather in earnest and get confirmation of the weather that you're probably heading towards a 44-plus bushel bean yield in the market's mind, and maybe on bigger acres to boot. And then you're also probably pricing in Informa's number of 160 for corn yield, and I think that would make sense. And so the next support for the December corn is right around the November 2010 high of around 480 and three quarters. That's the target price I have for pulling off hedges. Novi beans, that low of 1235 from earlier, just, you know, the second of this month, is probably the target price to be looking at the beans for making a near-term low heading into next week's report, in my view.
For those who do spread trading on harvest months, what are you anticipating?
Well, like I said, I think that the spreaders really need to be careful, because the bull spread looks in jeopardy technically, and now you've got the fundamentals of the weather. And so I would probably not want to bear spread this market, given mm-hmm. the cash market, but why not be flat at this stage mm-hmm. of the game? I would also say that with China coming in and buying 120,000 tons more of soft red wheat this morning, and with decent weekly export sales of just under 22 million bushels, you don't have as much price pressure in the wheat demand bias. And, you know, last week or earlier this week's crop progress report showed Kansas harvest jumping from 8 to 57%. I can't remember the last time I saw Kansas jump almost 50% in 1 week in harvest. Makes me think, well, maybe those yields aren't so great. And as you go west and as you go north towards Colorado and towards Nebraska, and I think indeed some of the wheat tour numbers are suggesting that same thing. So wheat maybe is not as much of a pressure point, and that really kind of messes up your inter-commodity spreading that people have gotten comfortable with these last few months.
Are we headed to a fall where what we're going to see is huge storing and basis having to do the heavy lifting?
Yes, I think that's exactly the path we're on, especially if the demand continues to improve. And, you know, that's the big question mark here. The dollar was probably set up for a weaker bias in the second half of the year, especially with the tapering of the Federal Reserve and maybe a weaker stock market. But now we've got some other things going on here that maybe keeps it strong and really comes in and hits our demand. I mean, you see the Indian rupee make an all-time low against the U.S. dollar, you immediately think about the Indian wheat exports that we've been competing with. And so if you see wheat and corn demand and feed grain demand continue to improve, I think that does keep the producers very, very tight sellers and everything locked away in the bin, especially if their yields aren't as good in the Western Corn Belt.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: hard red winter wheat, July at 689.5, up 6. September, 691.25, down 3.25. July wheat in Chicago, well, they all are, but the soft red, 661.5, up 3.75. September, 664.5, down 0.5. July corn, 685, up 6.75. September, 529.5, down 2.75. And December, 496.75, down 6. July soybeans, 1590.25, up 6.75. September, 1288, down 9.5. November, 1243.25, down 7.5. July soybean meal, 490.70, up 10. September, 390.70, down 5.10. July soybean oil, 47.38, up 16. September, 46.87, up 19. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.